right, well, good afternoon, everybody. I call this the Lazarus session. After lunch, everybody's half asleep, so I'm going to try to raise the dead. Let's take our Bibles and open them to the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, and verse 14. And the title of this session is 1 Second After the Rapture. You'll notice that in a lot of these presentations that we've done, we've tried to define what the rapture is, tried to defend the doctrine of the rapture, and here we're going in a slightly different direction as we talk about what is going to happen immediately after the rapture. So we want to look at this really from three angles. Number one, what is going to happen to the believer 1 second after the rapture? Number two, what is going to happen to the world that is left behind 1 second after the rapture? And then number three, so what? Who cares? Why should we care about this? So here we go. 1 second after the rapture, number one, what is going to happen to the believer? Well, I've basically got some good news for you, because it's all good. Three things, all beginning with the letter R. Number one, reunion. Number two, resurrection. Number three, reward. Let's take a look at these. Number one, reunion. Notice, if you will, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and notice verse 14. This, again, as you know, is our key rapture passage at the end of 1 Thessalonians 4. Paul says, "For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with Him," interesting, "those who have fallen asleep in Jesus." Verse 17, "Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall always be with the Lord." The first thing that is going to happen 1 second after the rapture is a reunion. What does the Bible teach? Absent from the body is to be what? Present with the Lord. As the age of the church has unfolded for the last 2,000 years, as many loved ones in Christ have passed on, which is always, you know, difficult. We've had a number of memorial services and funerals at our church recently. Wonderful people. Salt of the earth kind of people, but their life ended many times through just natural causes. And basically what happened to them? Well, the Bible is very clear. Absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. They are in, as we speak, as a Christian, in the presence of the Lord. So what is Paul saying here when the rapture happens? What is he describing? He's describing a reunion. "Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds." Who's the them? That's the whole group that has preceded us. So they are essentially descending from heaven at the point of the rapture. And if this event happens in our lifetime, and I hope and pray it does, I can't guarantee that, and we who are alive and remain are caught up, the two groups meet in the sky. And there's a conscious, visible reunion, not only with the Lord, but with all of those who have passed on prior to the event of the rapture, that are Christians. So that's sort of a heartening thing when you think about it, because there could be someone in your life, a parent, a grandparent, a mentor, a teacher, a coach, a discipler, someone that had a great influence on you and really helped develop you as a Christian, and they're no longer with us, they're with the Lord. And what's so exciting about the rapture is you're going to see that person again in a split second at the point of the rapture. So you want to talk about a reunion. Wow, that's going to be one wonderful reunion. And that will happen 1 second after the rapture. Something else is going to happen 1 second after the rapture. Not only is there a reunion, but there is a resurrection. Notice, if you will, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verses 51 through 53. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will be changed. Now, there are some churches that put that on their nursery on the wall. We will not all sleep, we will be changed. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. Now, a lot of people have asked me about Donald Trump and what I think of him. And does the coming of Donald Trump mean we're in the last days? Well, it does mention here the last trump, so there we go. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and then we will be changed. For this perishable must put on imperishable, and this mortal must put on immortality. What is going to happen 1 second after the rapture? You're in a resurrected body. What happens when a person dies? Death, biblically, is what we would call a separation. When a person dies, there's a separation of the material from the immaterial. There's a separation of the body from the soul, sometimes called the spirit. There's a part of us that God has given us as image bearers of God that allows us to eternally exist. I think it's the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 11, which says God has put eternity into the hearts of men. And when a person dies, the two separate. The body separates from the soul. And you'll see that happening with Jesus Christ himself in Matthew, chapter 27, verse 50. It says, Jesus cried out with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. As the King James says, he gave up the ghost. In other words, there was a separation of body from spirit, body from soul. And the first martyr of the church age was a man named Stephen. The exact same thing happened to him. It says, they went on stoning Stephen as he called on the Lord and said, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. There's a separation. A resurrection is the opposite of death. Death is a separation. Resurrection is a reunion. At the point of the rapture, all of those souls of believers that are in the presence of the Lord will be reunited with their bodies. It's their same body. But guess what? They're going to look a lot better. Because it's the body as God intended it before the curse entered our world. When our forebears, Adam and Eve, sinned in the Garden of Eden, it wasn't just a spiritual consequence related to their sin. It brought physical consequences. In fact, Genesis 3, verse 19 says that the ground itself began to produce thorns and thistles. Romans 8, verse 20 and verse 22 says the whole cosmos is in a state of travail. It's personified as groaning because of what Adam did. And Adam's sin also affected our physical bodies. Genesis 3, verse 19 says, from dust you are to what? Dust you shall return. Under the curse, laboring under the curse, as members of Adam's fallen race, our bodies are going right back into the dust from which they came. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 16, therefore we do not lose heart. See, as Paul was going through the aging process, he did not lose heart. Because he says, but though our outer man is decaying, yet the inner man is being what? Renewed day by day. Romans 8 verse 23 says, waiting eagerly for the adoption, our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. Our bodies are under a curse.